I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. 2 days after a massive earthquake hit Haiti, we are getting a clearer picture of just how devastating it was. According to eyewitnesses, it's a terrifying sight. The capital city of Port-au-Prince is in ruins, and tens of thousands are believed to be dead. It still isn't clear how many. For those of us here in the U.S. with friends and relatives or co-workers there, the anxiety is heightened by the fact that there is limited communication to the outside world. Telephone lines are down, and radio stations are largely without broadcast capabilities. We will spend much of today's program learning more about the situation. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a member of Congress who'll talk with us about how the U.S. government might be most helpful. We'll talk with a policy expert who focuses on the Caribbean. But first, we go to journalist Ralph Shariza. He's a news anchor at WPBR 1340 AM, a radio station in Florida that serves the Haitian community. He's been reporting and fielding questions and concerns from the large community there, and he joins us now. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
Ralph, first of all, I do want to ask, how are your folks? I mean, do you have people back home, and have you been able to get in touch with them?
Well, I have my mother there and a brother and a sister. I just talked to my brother earlier today, finally, and he's doing fine. The house that he has in Carrefour is lost, so we lost that house. But other than that, they fine.
I'm very glad to hear that. I'm sure you're very relieved, too.
Very relieved.
And what about other listeners calling into your program? What are they saying? What's on their minds?
Well, everybody's anxious because we're not able to communicate with our relatives in Haiti. People have been trying to call, and those calls are not going through. And from the statement that we're getting from official back home, we're not sure what's going on. So people want to know exactly what is going on and what they can do. We've had community meetings where we're trying to organize some of the things that we could do. Nurses, doctors who wants to go, but right now we do not know exactly what's possible and what's not possible.
And I was going to ask you, are you getting any direction from the Haitian government? I know we've seen President Préval on a couple of American news outlets, and we've seen an AP, an Associated Press report from him. But has there been any communication from the government offering direction about what they would like people to do?
Well, that's the frustration, because we have not gotten any information, at least here in Palm Beach County, where several organizations have tried to reach out to the Haitian consulate in Miami and see if there's any direction that we could get from them. We are not in a position of they are not in a position of telling us anything, because they have a problem communicating with the central government in Port-au-Prince. We hope today that we get some information, because some people have been able this morning to call here in the United States. So we are confident that we'll be able to establish communication so that we have a direction and know what to do.
When you were able to speak with your brother, and apart from him being able to assure you that he and the rest of your family are well, what else was he able to tell you? Anything else about their circumstances? For example, where are they finding shelter? Is there any water? Is there any food?
That's what he told me, is that they are on the street. They cannot go inside to see even what they if there anything inside the house that they could get. So they are outside, and as far as food is concerned, it's a challenge, because you don't have access to anything. And the banks are, because we're trying, I asked him, do you want me to make a transfer? And he said, well, it's not possible, because most of the banks around us, they are destroyed. His words was that Port-au-Prince is destroyed right now.
Mm. How did he sound?
He's very, I could feel the tears. His voice was shaken. And I know my brother, he's very, very strong. But when I talked to him today, he was trying to tell me that he's okay. But I know that he's very scared right now.
As are, I'm sure, many people. And I understand that you went to a meeting with community organizers in the West Palm Beach area to talk about what it is that people might do. What are community leaders telling people right now? Obviously, your instinct is to want to go, but I don't know if that's the best thing to do right now. What are you telling people? What are community leaders telling you?
Well, what we're trying to do is to make sure that we have water supply, medical supply ready to go, and we're trying to organize that. And there's a few of healthcare professional, Haitian healthcare professional, who are willing to go to Haiti. And the frustration is that we do not know that it's okay to go, and we're trying to find out. Myself, I'm willing to go. I'm ready to go. I've consulted with my family and told them that I will go as soon as possible. But that's the frustration. The churches are trying to plan certain things to see to offer some comfort. We had a prayer meeting. We're gonna have a prayer vigil tonight in some of the churches and Saturday. See if we can comfort each other. That's the extent of what we can do right now. And we're trying to make contact everybody who have some resources available to tap into those resources to see what we can do, what we can come up with. But we're still frustrated because we do not know even when we get those supplies, when we're going to be able to send them to Haiti.
Journalist Ralph Chiriza is a news anchor at WPBR 1340 AM in Lake Worth, Florida. And he joined us from here. Thank you so much for speaking with us, and good luck to you and to your family.
Thank you very much.